Welcome to Under Construction, WISO's series on growth in the greater Dayton area. I'm Lewis Wallace. Big news this last week, the former GM Moraine Assembly Plant is getting a new tenant. A Chinese automotive glass manufacturer called Fuyao is planning to develop 1.4 million square feet of that huge factory outside Dayton and bring in 800 jobs. The news highlights changing dynamics in the global automotive industry, and to help understand that, I talked to Giorgio Rizzoni with the Center for Automotive Research, CAR, at Ohio State University.
First of all, it was encouraging to see news about a Chinese company decided to set up its manufacturing operations as a supplier to the automotive industry back in the Midwest, where we like to think everything started from, right? So now what's novel and different about this is that we haven't seen the Chinese do as much of this as, say, the Japanese and the Koreans have. But if you think about it from a historical perspective and sort of global perspective, Japan was first in entering the North American market. Korea followed, South Korea followed suit about maybe 20 years later. And if you think of today about Honda, Toyota, Nissan, Hyundai, Kia, you know, you have all these huge names that produce automobiles in this country, employ people in this country, and create supply chains in this country. And China now is in the process of rapid evolution towards a fully industrialized society, and it stands to reason that they would also be able to participate in this global business.
The kind of elementary understanding that I think most of us have of shifts in manufacturing in the United States in the last 20 years has been to some extent that companies are moving their manufacturing operations to Mexico or to China for because of labor costs. Can you explain why that might have turned around in such a way that it would be beneficial for a Chinese company to be paying American workers?
What has happened in the last 5 or 6 years is actually marking a profound change. The auto industry went through a recession that maybe began in earnest in 2008 and caused a substantial reorganization and restructuring of the North American auto companies. The recession was generally bad worldwide for all automakers, and this has caused these companies to, first of all, address the fundamental sources of inefficiency and cost. And while on one hand you might think, gee, labor costs are higher in the U.S., you should outsource more of the production to other countries, you have to think about the overall picture of the logistics that have to do with producing a vehicle in another country. You know, there are logistics and transport costs related to that, too. There is also an issue of the quality of labor, not only the cost of labor. And at this point, with significant reduction in labor costs that have resulted from the recession here in the U.S., you know that the United Auto Workers has renegotiated contracts with the Big Three. So there's these two tendencies. Labor costs are actually going up elsewhere in the world because standards of living are going up. And the U.S. auto companies are getting smarter about making their labor costs more affordable, so that now that differential is not so significant. And I think that you make decisions today on a case-by-case basis.
Some people see some of the trends that you're talking about as kind of an attack on unions and, by extension, on living wage jobs. What's your take on that?
Well, I think that labor unions have played an extremely important role in our society and in the development of the auto industry, and they continue to play a very important role. But times change, and I think that the labor unions have understood that times are changing. And I don't think that the wage standards that we have in place today are so adverse. I think that a manufacturing job in the automotive industry is a good job, and I think it's a pretty good deal for everyone if we can retain these jobs as opposed to losing them to other countries.
That's Giorgio Rizzoni with the Center for Automotive Research at OSU, giving his take on last week's announcement that a Chinese auto glass company is planning to open up shop in the old GM Moraine plant. And this is Under Construction, WISO's series on growth in the greater Dayton area. We dig underneath the physical and economic markers of growth to look at the human consequences. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.